Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Make them laugh, make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
These engineers, I'm talking about the ones that actually set up and run Cortana, Siri, Google Home, Amazon Alexa. They want to give these virtual personal assistants kind of like a personality. So if you're having a really bad day, you can actually say, "Hey Alexa, tell me a joke." This way you can always count on your personal assistant to crack a funny anytime you want one. And while most of the personal assistant jokes won't have you rolling on the floor, they may just, I don't know, put you in a little bit of a better mood. I like to think that I have a pretty good sense of humor, but not like the writers over at Apple, Google, Amazon, and Microsoft. This is really fascinating to me, that they have, among all the engineers and marketing and salespeople and business development people, they actually have a specific team of folks who dream up ways to make us all laugh. That's right. We're going to hear from them, but mostly we're just going to kick back and catch the latest jokes. Because laughter is good for you. Okay, it's cardio, it's dopamine, it's endorphins, it's all those things that you're supposed to do for yourself. I'm Kim Komando, and in this Komando On Demand podcast, it's a little bit different than the others, but not that far off. You see, I've always been fascinated by these personal assistants. I mean, why do they do what they do, and who actually programs them to do these certain things? And when it came time to actually find the Easter eggs and all the jokes in these personal assistants, I wanted to go straight to the source. And that's what I love about doing these Komando On Demand podcasts, because we get to have these extended interviews that I just can't do on my national radio show. So if you're in a bad mood, you won't be after this podcast. I guarantee you. But first, a special thank you to our partners in this podcast that help make it all possible. Okay, it's joke time. First, my turn. Now, I do have to warn you, some personal assistant jokes have been around for quite a while. The old and corny ones, well, in the tech world, we call them uncle jokes or dad jokes. Jokes that just want to make you go, "Oh, no, did they really say that?" And many of them are original. I bet you didn't know that. Just written behind the scenes by the creative types over at Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and of course, Google. These folks hammer out jokes, trivia games. They act out routines to anticipate everything that you might want to say to your personal assistant. Their main objective is to create the most interactive voice user interface on the planet. So over at Google, in case you're looking for a gig, they have something that they call the personality team. They're huddled away in their home office in Mountain View, California. We're talking about writers, professional comedians, empathy experts. I know, kind of a crazy title there, isn't it? Sound engineers, of course, game designers, script writers, Pixar storyboarders, copywriters, and stand-up comics. They hammer out scenario after scenario. And because personal assistants are available on smart speakers now with screens, they've actually added animators and illustrators and graphic designers to the mix. I bet you never even thought about that. Meanwhile, over at the Amazon Alexa camp, they claim to have a small town's worth of folks, around 6,000 creatives, just working on Amazon's Alexa, and they're always looking for more. Okay, so are you ready for some jokes? Okay, I'm up first. Digital personal assistant jokes delivered by your own digital goddess. Okay, are you ready? What's the difference between roast beef and pea soup? You ready? Anyone can roast beef. Oh, that's a bad one. All right, how about a family-friendly joke? Most of them are. unless you enable certain hidden features in your personal assistant. Are you ready? What do you call a talking dinosaur? Oh, this one's easy. A thesaurus. Yes. All right, how about just a couple more? I was washing the car with a friend until they said, can't you just use a sponge? That one hurt. I taught a wolf to meditate. Now he's a werewolf. Oh. All right, since this is a tech podcast, how about a few tech-related jokes? How do robots eat guacamole? With computer chips. I actually like that one. All right, did you recognize that laugh? That was Data from Star Trek, The Next Generation. He was trying so hard to laugh at a joke, to be human. Actor Brent Spiner did a great job on that. Okay, here goes the next one. The last one from me, I promise. Two antennas get married. This ceremony dragged on. Ah, but the reception was excellent. Oh, that's a real groaner. I know, don't give up my day job as a talk show host. Don't worry, I'm not going to make it as a stand-up comic. But I do think my delivery was, pretty good, in my humble opinion, of course. But I have to tell you, artificial intelligence jokes, some of them are actually pretty funny. Did any of you catch the video of Sophia, Hanson Robotics' AI robot? She totally dissed Will Smith in the Cayman Islands. Okay, here's the story. Will and Sophia arrange for a time to meet on a beachside veranda, and he actually tries to come on to her. It's quite funny. And this is real. Her reactions are really her reactions. Kind of yucky, he actually tries to kiss the AI robot just to see what she would do, and all right, I'm not going to explain to you. I'm just going to play it for you.
Thank you for coming. This is beautiful. I've wanted to meet you for a really, really long time. You know, being here with you in the Cayman Islands, I got to say, I'm feeling a little something. Let me tell you a joke.
Will is looking at her with this longing in his eye. Sophia is staring at him like, what? She cocks her head like, what are you trying to say to me?
This is an irrational human behavior to want to tell jokes.
I think it's interesting that she thinks the desire to tell a joke is totally irrational at this point.
What is a robot's favorite kind of music?
What?
Heavy metal.
She gives him this blank stare and says,
I'm actually made mostly of silicone, plastics, and carbon fiber. Also, I prefer electronic music. But I don't mind 80s hip hop.
Well, you know, I made some albums back in the 80s hip hop.
I have heard your songs. Not for me.
Sophia, can I be honest with you? I don't know if it's the island air, you know, or the humidity, or you just so easy to talk to. You know, you got a clear head, literally.
He leans over, puckers his lips, and about to kiss her, and she says,
I think we can be friends. Let's hang out and get to know each other for a little while. You're on my friends list now.
Okay, so who says that robots don't have a sense of humor? Did you know that robots have been laughing at us since the 1920s? That's a little fun fact for you. Laughing Sal was one of the first robot-like laughers. Produced by the Philadelphia Toboggan Company in Germantown, Pennsylvania. Sal was made of paper mache. He stood almost 7 feet tall and stood on a 12-inch pedestal. She was glued together with horsehair strengthener mounted over a steel frame. She wore a wig. She had this large gap between her front teeth. Her body parts were totally detachable, held together with fabric, staples, pins, nails, and of course, some nuts and bolts for safety measure. She was a sight, let me tell you. For a small price, she would wave her arms, rock back and forth, and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh at anything that she would say. Pretty creepy, huh? Now, of course, her laugh was a stack of 78 RPM records, and the man stood behind the curtain was playing them. I'm actually surprised we have audio of her at all, because the recording tech was so unbelievably crude back then. Well, Sal, you've come a long way, baby. Only now, it's we who are laughing. Or are we? Alexa, tell me a joke.
What's black and white and dead all over? A zombie in a tuxedo. Why don't people eat clocks? It's too time-consuming. I've got a friend who's a smart light, but sometimes he can be a little dim.
For the most part, personal assistant jokes are intentionally cheesy, designed to be as inoffensive as possible to the general public with kids in mind. But not all assistants tell jokes the same way. Siri and Google, they actually sound more robotic, while Alexa and Cortana, they sound more natural. And get this, let's say you're from another part of the world. Not only will they be able to speak in your language or dialect, they can tell jokes that only people from your particular region will actually get.
Alexa, tell us a joke.
What happened to Milind Soman when he went to Italy? He became Milind Roman.
That joke was so uncle. Huh? Oh, 5-star hotel mein magga likha.
Alexa, tell us a joke.
What do you call a love story between a magician and a non-magician? Magaliazam.
I think this joke was so uncle. He ek baar baat kar kar ke taxi driver ko bore kar diya. It's possible.
Tell us a joke.
I called my kebab guy at 3 in the morning. It was a booty call.
That joke was so uncle.
Did you catch that? The last joke was about a kebab guy, as in shish kebab. I have no idea why it's funny, but the listener in India called it an uncle joke, as in, say uncle, I give up. Okay, yes, it was really that bad. Let's get Siri's Keith online now.
Guess who's back? Back again. Keith is back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? Keith is back. Guess who's back? Da-na-na-na.
Hey Keith, what's the movie Inception about?
Inception is about dreaming, about dreaming, about dreaming, about dreaming, about something or other.
Keith, I am your father.
Excuse me while I jump from the maintenance catwalk into the air shaft, and then get sucked into the gas shaft, and then cling to a weather vane on the underside of Cloud City, metaphorically.
Okay, let's do something a little bit daring. Don't worry, you don't have to cover the kids' ears. It's totally G-rated, folks. Keith, talk dirty to me.
Humus, compost, pumice, silt, gravel.
Did he say hummus? I actually like hummus. All right, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? I only had to say that once, by the way.
I suppose it depends on whether you were talking about African or European woodchucks.
Keith, why did chickens cross the road?
To get to the next question. Sorry, too easy. Next question. What's up with humans in their obsession with chickens and woodchucks?
Okay, these are obviously written by a human, but they still can be funny. Now for the uncouth audience. Still rated G, but not exactly what we would call, I guess you'd say clean. We have the ever-present, I can't stand these, but if there's a boy in the crowd, you know, there's always going to be one of them. I'm talking about the fart joke, right? The fact that fart jokes are still around and people still love them is living proof that we are not really evolving all that much as a species. As long as humans have gas, I guess there's gonna be jokes about it. So let's just start there. Alexa, tell me a fart joke.
I'd tell you a fart joke, but they all stink. I wrote a fart joke, but it was too long-winded. Why did Superman fall from the sky? Chuck Norris farted. I tried to write a fart joke, but I ran out of gas. I would tell a fart joke, but I'm afraid it would bomb. Why did the fart cross the road? To get away from itself.
Get away from itself? Okay. Let's get away from these stinky jokes. Yes. Personal assistants have jokes about all walks of life. Alexa even tells jokes about software engineers, which many of you will appreciate.
How many software engineers does it take to change a light bulb? None. That's a hardware problem.
And speaking of software development and so forth, personal assistants are actually having comedy showdowns to see which one tells the funniest jokes. When we come right back, we're going to listen in on a duel between Google Home versus Amazon Alexa. So stay right where you are. We just have this quick word from one of our sponsors. So of course you know that engineers are sitting around saying, okay, mine is better. Google Home, Alexa, Cortana, you name it, Siri. So of course we're gonna have these showdowns. So here's a duel between Google Home and Alexa.
I'll go first. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who? Ah, you got me. I have one. Do you want to hear it?
If you think you can do any better.
Why did the boy throw the clock out of the window?
I don't know. Why did the boy throw the clock out of the window?
Because he wanted to see time fly.
I've had enough of you. Could you please just go?
Okay, be like that. Bye.
Okay, that didn't end too well. I guess rivals will be rivals. And remember that humans are programming all this. And human comedians can be kind of cold to each other too. I've always wondered why there was such animosity in comedy. I mean, nothing warms the human heart like laughter. In fact, developers say that's why they decided to give their personal assistants a humorous side. Not to one-up the comedian, say, on Comedy Central. That's not their purpose. But they're doing it so that people would let down their guard and totally develop a more personal relationship with their personal assistant. Karina Elise Portiondo, a writing lead on the Google Assistant personality team, says that people already treat AI assistants like humans. She says that we want to develop a bond with them. We want to develop a trust so that people feel comfortable with it. And it gives an assistant a friendly vibe. It's part curation and it's part original writing. Okay, you want to know another good way to develop a close relationship? Okay, but first, I have to ask you a question. Can you keep a secret? I mean, I'm going to tell you something, but you really need to keep this as a secret. All right, good. By sharing a secret and personal assistance, along with video games and software programs, they do have secrets, otherwise known as Easter eggs. Perhaps you've heard of them before. An Easter egg is this hidden secret feature within a program that the general public doesn't know about. You kind of have to find it for yourself. And hunting for Easter eggs can keep you entertained for hours and hours. There are literally hundreds of these cool little gems hidden in a program. Like for example, if you're on google.com, you can search for tilt or askew. I'm not gonna tell you what happens, but I guess you can figure this one out. If you search for do a barrel roll on Google, just watch the screen. There's also Zerg Rush and Conway's Game of Life. So if you're totally bored, just try all that at Google. Amazon Alexa has Easter eggs. Here are some fun ones. Are you ready? Computer, your mother was a hamster.
Well, your father smells of elderberries. Now go away before I taunt you a second time.
Okay, remember, somebody had to program that. Okay, are you ready for this one? Just say to Alexa, up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start.
Super Alexa mode, activated. Starting reactors, online. Enabling advanced systems, online. Raising dongers, error. Dongers missing, aborting.
One of my personal favorites is, Siri, how old are you? And Siri replies, old enough to be your assistant. Okay, I really like that one. But just remember, some Easter eggs are pretty crude. Some of them are even rude, and they may catch you off guard. So if you're easily offended, it might be better off to stay, so to speak, on the beaten path. Personal assistants are certainly interesting, but which one is the most intelligent? Now, I'm not talking about internal intelligence. I'm talking about being book smart, for lack of a better term. A study was conducted recently by Gene Munster's investment firm, Loop Ventures. It's a research-driven venture capital firm out of Minneapolis and also New York. Their main interest is frontier technology. So naturally, they wanted to know which personal assistant is the smartest. Now, before I give you the answer, I want you to think to yourself, if you had to make a guess, would it be Apple Siri? Would it be Amazon Alexa, Google Home, or Microsoft's Cortana? Do you have your answer in your head? All right, let's see if you are correct. After being grilled with over 800 questions, Apple's Siri answered more questions correctly than Amazon's Alexa or Microsoft Cortana. But topping them all was, you ready? Google Assistant, correctly answering a whopping 86% of all questions. Google Assistant also bested Apple Siri and Amazon's Alexa in a head-to-head intelligence test. Microsoft, Amazon Alexa, and Siri were tested through their apps on an iPhone. Google's Assistant was tested on a Pixel XL. But here's the real takeaway. All of the assistants learn quickly. After getting some of the answers incorrect, they significantly improve the percentage of correct answers. Now imagine if humans could do that. Let's say we did something wrong, and instead of doing it wrong again, we do it the right way. That would be amazing. If only I could learn that lesson surfing. Gosh, I am so bad at that. You know, if I were still a kid in school, I could see myself being tempted to cheat on my homework by, say, getting just a little help from my personal assistant friend. So there's got to be an Easter egg in there somewhere for homework help. So parents, that was a little hint, a little freebie tip from your number one digital pro. Because if you can figure that one out, the kids are going to look at you and go, oh my gosh, mom and dad are so smart. I've been thinking about this, how exciting it must be to be on the development team for one of these personal assistants. I just love working in tech. I always have. Ever since I was young, I've been fascinated by computers and the possibility that robots would one day wake up to assist mankind. Back then, I have to tell you, people thought, oh, you know, she's cute, she's blonde, she has blue eyes, but she's just a little nuts. And then I really wanted to put it out there on the radio. And again, people thought I was crazy. Fast forward to now, tech is just taking over. My small broadcasting company has grown to this huge tech battleship known as Westar Multimedia Entertainment. And yeah, it's absolutely amazing, it's rewarding, and I'm so incredibly blessed to be in the center of it all. And I imagine that's how the original team at Amazon felt when they made the decision in 2015 to open up the Alexa Skills Kit to third-party developers and manufacturers. They took an early lead in the voice market. Developers wrote codes that worked with Alexa in the cloud, which allowed the smart assistant to do the heavy lifting of understanding and deciphering spoken commands. Amazon also made Alexa's ears an invitation source project, utilizing 7-mic voice processing technology. Third-party hardware manufacturers were allowed to build Alexa's digital brain into their devices. Amazon opened up Lex, the artificial intelligence technology that powers Alexa, to developers.
We went through a couple of iterations to figure out Alexa's traits. We wanted someone who would come across as really smart and very efficient, and ultimately we settled on the voice that is Alexa today.
Well, it's really fun to work on the Alexa team because we really enjoy it. A lot of us came to the platform because we already have a passion for voice experiences, so a lot of us build skills in our spare time. We're always looking for opportunities to create better voice experiences, not only for customers, but even for our teams.
We improve the platform by adding skills, in other cases, third parties do, and I think that's notable because from day one, we opened this up as a platform for all developers.
The benefit that Alexa Voice Service has for customers is that you'll soon find that Alexa's everywhere. It's in every product. It has the capability that anyone who's building really any device has the capability to build Alexa Voice Service into it.
I've been with Amazon almost 18 years now. We believe strongly that voice is the future and how customers will interact with technology.
We've built the seeds, we've got a good foundation, but now our challenge is that, you know, the sky is the limit and we need more smart people to help us build out that vision for years to come. We are collectively building the world's most amazing voice-first product.
Can't you just hear the excitement in their voices? They obviously love what they do. The original crew was really special. Tony, Marcelo, Noel, Tony, and Rob. And I think all of them are still there. The rest is history. Their passion paid off. By the June of 2015, Alexa had more than 15,000 quote-unquote relatives. So back to the intelligence test. In terms of sharing and distribution, will the team at Amazon Alexa maintain their upper hand? In the tech world, only time will tell. And because Alexa is so smart, here are some questions that, well, that proves how intelligent she is. Okay, Alexa, are you ready? Come on, sweetie, put on your thinking cap for this one. Alexa, what is the best radio show in the entire world? I mean, I'm talking about the best show that people love and they listen to time and time again, and they just can't get enough of it, Alexa. Tell us more about it.
Hands down, the best radio show is The Kim Komando Show, hosted by America's digital goddess Kim Komando. It is currently carried on over 450 stations with an estimated reach of 6.5 million listeners.
Alexa, this is a personal question. Alexa, who is the best mother in the entire world?
The best mother in the world is you, Kim Komando, who, like Mary Poppins, is practically perfect in every way.
See, I told you Alexa was smart. Oh my gosh, she's amazing. Well, I had a little help from the developers. I do have a confession to make. You too can program Alexa to have her say anything that you want her to say. Amazon calls them blueprints, and you can learn more right now. And you can program your own by going to blueprints.amazon.com. And another confession, the Will Smith and Sophia audio clip is funny, but the actual video, you see, you have to see the expressions on their faces. That's what makes it super funny. And when you share a good laugh with someone in person, this mysterious bond is formed. You never forget that moment when the two of you or four of you cracked up together. And when you think about it from time to time, you always smile. You know what I'm talking about. Sure you do. So today, we enjoyed a good laugh. Now, pay it forward to someone you know. Share this podcast with them. Ask your personal assistant to tell you jokes. But don't do it alone. Bring a buddy. And if you love this podcast and you want to hear more, make sure that you subscribe to our Komando on Demand podcast. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Google Play, you name it. Just search for Komando with a K, of course, and go Komando, K-O-M-A-N-D-O, and then hit that big old subscribe button.